And we're back. As always on a Tuesday, we like to delve into things all tech and sciencey, and that is Tech Tuesday with Tienes. Dun, 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 dun. I just made you a theme song there.
I mean, that's great. Tienes. We should use it every week.
I think so too. He's from Bandwidth Blog, and after this, we will post it on that blog, and then you can go there and you can read about everything to do with science and tech. Today, we're talking about not only the newest discovery, but also an ancient thing.
Exactly.
It's new and old at the same time.
So we've spoken about the James Webb Space Telescope a couple of times, you know, when it was launched and kind of what it wanted to achieve. And over the last year and a half, 2 years, these discoveries have been trickling in. And every time people are just amazed because we obviously have the best quality images of things that, you know, Hubble showed us years ago, but now we've got this massive new telescope. But we're also seeing kind of more and more, as you said, ancient things, because James Webb has the ability to look back further in time, hence further away than anything else we've ever built. So just in the last couple of weeks, a paper has come out and they've discovered the most distant known galaxy ever, and hence the furthest away, because the light travels obviously from very far away and it takes a long time. And it's so far away that it's estimated that in cosmic terms, this galaxy was created right after the Big Bang. We're talking between 280 and 300 million years after the Big Bang. And it's a fascinating discovery that they weren't even expecting to find when they were looking at that part of space.
Just tells me how different my life is from those people, because I was like watching Netflix last night and they were discovering ancient and distant galaxies.
And what makes it fascinating is it's very atypical, this kind of early galaxy, because usually what we found in the past with these early galaxies is they're very small, not a lot of stars. You know, it takes a lot of time as the universe was expanding for bigger and bigger galaxies to form. Mm. And this one is atypical because it's about 1,600 light years in diameter, which is a lot larger than the other old ones. And this one is even older, as I said. It's got a very weird name. Don't worry about it. It's a JGSZ140, very scientific name.
Poetic.
Yeah, it's not gonna make it into any song titles anytime soon. But it's just fascinating that they found, you know, these galaxies that could live up to 20, 25 billion years, they think. But this one was born right after the Big Bang. It's fascinating.
Man, this is so crazy. I'm going to make an admission here. I just finished the last season of Star Trek Discovery. And, you know, I can only but imagine what it must be like to see something that no one else on Earth has ever seen.
Or even knew existed.
Mind-blowing completely.
So yeah, no, it's a fascinating world. And look, this doesn't rewrite kind of our understanding of the universe, but it does challenge a lot of the preconceived notions we had around how these structures form, how quickly stars can form and die and form and die and these galaxies to grow. It's a massive discovery that kind of just builds on our understanding, and it's just another notch for the James Webb Space Telescope, because we are, you know, discovering things at a furious pace with this magnificent piece of hardware we put out in space.
Man, like they say in Afrikaans, a fair kijker, a look further.
By a fair.
You know, who knew it would provide such entertainment? We're going to get back to the music, but we'll chat to Tienes next week. No idea what he's going to come up with, but I bet it'll be interesting. Stay tuned. This is Smile 90.4 FM.